Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Previously on Bristopia.
Our American intern exchange student, Justin Crockler.
Hey, Justin.
Oh, hey, producer Sally.
Do you want to get a pizza with me sometime?
I received another email from the New York Times. They wanted me to make documentaries for them too. This is it, guys. I'm going home. So Justin's left me in the lurch and he's gone back to America. You knew Justin better than any of us, right, Sally?
I just miss him so much.
So I guess there's only really one thing for it then. Book some bloody plane tickets, a hotel, and a ticket to Disneyland, because we're going to New York.
Disneyland isn't in New York.
Who fucking cares? We're going to Disneyland. We're going to go get Justin back.
Justin didn't go to Disneyland.
Fine, then book us some flights to wherever Disneyland is, then another flight the next day to New York to see Justin, and then buy me a spare pack of pants for when I shit myself on Space Mountain.
God, I hate you.
You'll change your mind when I get you Goofy's autograph. Sally, what the hell? Where's the Cinderella castle? And where's the princess? Oh, there she is. Oh, no, wait.
I think that's a New Jersey sex worker.
Oh, but there, it's Mickey. Oh, Mickey, what happened to you?
I think that's a rat, Andy.
Where are we? This is not Disney.
We're at Coney Island, you know, classic freak show location, dilapidated theme park. You can't cheat yourself on Space Mountain, but you can piss in the alley.
But how did we end up here?
You spent all your petty cash. That damn Louis Theroux ripped you off. You didn't even sound anything like him.
What? Well, I wasn't even trying to anyway, so presumably you have a plan. Tell me what it is.
Well, there isn't much left after I got us here. I bought us a couple of Metro cards so we can find Justin, and there's just enough for a couple of KFC double downs.
Oh, you know I love a girl that goes off menu, Sally. Right, let's get started in the morning. The hot dog eating contest is on, and I'm heading over there.
Andy, come on, you know what gutter meat does to your bowels.
Where there's a will, there's a way, Sally. Where there's a will, there's a way.
So, I'll need to go to New York today or any other.
I can't believe I didn't even win a trophy.
Andy, you managed to.
Well, at least my bowels remain intact. For now. And we made it onto the subway without making a scene.
I'd say you tried to make friends with the breakdancing kid qualifiers.
Hey, they love it.
You tried to do a top rock on your head.
How do you even know the breakdancing test?
Justin used to be a b-boy.
Huh, backstory. Right, what now?
Walk down the road 500 metres.
Yeah.
Maybe get a coffee on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And a bagel.
Right. Sally, why are you stalling? Let's just head to the New York Times and go, hey Justin, what the hell are you doing working for the New York Times? Why don't you come back to sunny Bristol where there's a new branch of Bagel Boy that's just opened up on Gloucester Road? Where the hell are you going to get a decent bagel in New York anyway? And stop this charade. Oh, and Sally loves you too.
Well, that's the thing. I don't really have a plan. How am I supposed to convince Justin he's better off in Bristol?
I don't understand why he wouldn't think that anyway. Him leaving was surely just some kind of misunderstanding. They probably told him a lie that New York is a cultural and social hub with great nightlife. He just forgot for a second about antics or the hippodrome.
So what should I do?
All right, if you want to be super romantic, I don't know, we'll throw a stone at his office window, and then when he looks up, you can hold up a boombox and play In Your Eyes. Yeah, like that guy.
Are you trying to win someone back, mate?
I just love this song, man.
What a kook.
Problem is, Justin's office is on the 53rd floor.
It's all right, I'll give you a leg up. All right, how about you go in there and fill his out tray of orange Tic Tacs and tell him you're pregnant?
Like in Juno.
What's a Juno? Or you could go to the big game where he's cheerleading and serenade him with You're Just Too Good To Be True.
You should definitely do that.
That's 10 things I hate about you.
I've only mentioned 3 things.
Never mind.
Well, the only other thing I can think of is greying your hair, sending you into the office with your buns of steel, all dressed up as a sailor.
Isn't he a Navy pilot?
Yeah, same thing. Anyway, you walk in there with your tiny eyes and oddly time-resistant sexual symbolism, and just scoop him off his feet, kiss his little confused face, and then get the hell out of there. Mate, are there any songs you don't have?
Living the Vida Loca.
Oh, that's a shame.
You know what? That's probably the best idea. Well, without dressing up as a sailor.
Navy pilot.
Whatever. Maybe I should just go in there, grab him and tell him how I feel.
Don't forget to tell him that Bristol needs him.
Why?
You know, so he can do all the work on the podcast again and we don't have to keep exploring indulgent narratives like this.
Right, and then at least we'll know and we can just go home either way.
Right, we're here. All we have to do is make it up to the 53rd floor and we'll find him. Let's head straight for the elevator. Oh, come on.
Excuse me, sir.
Shit. Yes, ma'am?
May I ask who you're here for?
Justin. Justin Crockler.
The Justin Crockler?
I guess he's doing pretty well for himself.
Something doesn't seem right.
I'm afraid Mr. Crockler's in meetings all day.
Shit! Should we come back tomorrow?
Unfortunately, he's booked up all week.
Next week.
I'm afraid he's booked up all next week.
Next month?
So we're gonna keep doing this, are we? I thought the British were the ones that were super polite.
Yeah, well, at least when we're polite, we mean it. God! Come on, Sally. We're leaving.
What a prick.
What were you gonna do?
I don't know. I'd offer to throw a stone up there so you can do a say anything, but I strained my elbow jabbing that elevator button. Plus, have you seen how much boomboxes cost on eBay? It's fucking ridiculous.
Andy!
Oh, I don't know. I guess Justin's done better than we thought he would. Not even a Make Sunday special could lure him back now. Right, let's go get a slice and then fuck off home.
What? You're just gonna give up on him like that? Don't you care about the podcast? About Bristol? About me?
What are you talking about, Sally? You're only an intern.
But that's a demotion.
Yeah, well, after Justin left, someone had to do all the work for none of the money.
So I didn't get paid this month.
There's no money to pay you with, Sally. I spent it all so I could meet Louis Theroux and ask him what Jimmy Savile smelled like in person.
Why did you need to know that?
In case he ever came after me.
Andy, this is so irresponsible.
It's journalism, Sally. It's supposed to be irresponsible.
Yeah, well, good luck with the podcast then. You're nothing without Justin.
How dare you?
Fuck you, Andy.
Fuck you, Sally!
Can't even come up with your own retort.
That's it, we're done.
Fine.
Fine!
Ugh, that guy!
Yeah. You feel it, baby? I get two.
Welcome to Wahlberg. How can I help you?
Mark Wahlberg?
Thanks to the burger, Mark. See you again.
All right, thanks, Jim. Say hello to your mother for me, okay? Now, what can I do for you, little lady?
Some fries, please, I guess.
You don't want a burger? Wahlburgers are the best burgers in the world. Maybe even in America. Everyone says so. My brother Donnie, my mother Connie, my buddy Ronnie, no relation. So I thought, hey, they like him in America. Maybe they like him in New York. It's like I said to Christian Bale in The Fighter. You gotta eat, bro.
That was a line in the movie.
It was certainly a line in the conversation I had with him. So why just the fries, bro? You sad? You sad, bro? People only order just fries when they're sad.
Well, I came all the way to New York from England.
England, huh? I've been to England. It's a nice place. It's like I said to Christian Bale in The Fighter. I've been to England. It's pretty nice. Do you know the Queen? And he said, no, Mark. No, I haven't met the Queen. Do you know who I have met? Helen Mirren. And I said, that's good enough for me.
Huh. Cool story, bro.
Thanks, bro.
So I came all the way to try and win back my ex-boyfriend. We used to work together on a podcast.
Why don't you want that getting him back?
Hey, man. Sorry, I forgot my jacket.
Okay, Jim. No problem. Say hello to your mother for me. Sorry. Go ahead.
We called in at his office and he didn't want to see us. He shut us out. I don't know what to do.
You see your problem, sister? You're not showing him any of your goods.
Mark, come on. This is the 21st century.
What's the problem? I can tell you got some guns under that jacket. You gotta get them out. Flex them a bit. You see these guys? This one? This one's Donnie. And this one? This one's the other brother. This is how I got my girl. I was out in the street one day, and she walked past, and I just flexed them a little. Like this, see? She couldn't resist, bruh. She couldn't resist. I said, this one's Donnie.
Hey, you asking for me, bruh?
No, Donnie. Get back in there. No one wants to see your fucking face. Now say hello to our mother for me. The point is, your guy, he's got himself a top job. He's in one of the greatest cities in the world. But that don't mean he's happy. He's got the materials, but he ain't got real instinctual shit, you know? He needs to go in there and flex. Show him what he's missing, yeah? Flex.
Oddly, that's not the worst advice I'd expect from Mark Wahlberg.
I'll take that as a compliment. Now go get him. I say hello to your mother for me.
Sorry, I think we're just struggling with our emotions this morning. We need to figure out how to get Justin. I'm not leaving him here. Just call me.
Hey, where's your buddy?
Fuck off, Mark Wahlberg! I don't know. He's not picking... Oh, wait. Oh, God. I know. Fuck's sake.
Oh, hey, Sally. How you doing? I'll come down.
What the hell are you doing?
Space Jam is Michael Jordan's best film. Did you know Bill Murray was in
Jesus
that?
Jesus Christ. Did you get my voicemail?
Yeah, just before I went up. So you want to go get Justin? What's changed?
What's changed is that I realise I don't need your help, but I'd like it.
So, you've got a plan?
Right. So if Justin's such a big deal, no doubt he'll be working late. But I'll be surprised if the receptionist will be. It'll be a security guard, and I've already called him in a couple of burgers laced with sleeping pills.
Fucking hell, Sam.
Don't worry, it was Mark Wahlberg's idea.
What?
Never mind. We'll sneak past him. Hey, presto, lift in 53rd floor.
Awesome.
Sally.
Sorry, I didn't realise you'd need a pass for the lifts. Only 49 floors more to go.
Damn it.
Justin.
Sally? What are you doing here? I'm sorry about before I left. I didn't really say goodbye.
Yeah, I'm pretty mad about that.
I guess it just would have hurt too much. This opportunity, I thought that if I said goodbye, I might have talked myself out of leaving.
Well, I guess I'll leave you guys to talk.
Oh, hey, Andy. No, that's cool. I gotta go meet my girlfriend for dinner in a minute anyway.
What?
Hey, why don't you guys come with us? She's great. You'll love her. We can catch up.
No, Justin, that's all...
Sure. Okay, guys, just give me half an hour or so to finish washing up the mugs, and I'll meet you down at the bar.
The mugs?
Yeah, that's right. Just head to the bar. I'll be there in a bit.
Andy, this is a disaster. What do we do?
I don't know. I guess we just enjoy our last night in New York.
Why do you have to be so insensitive all the time?
What? Chill out, Sally.
Ugh, you always do that, act like I'm the crazy one. Look, I don't want to argue again, but could you at least try to be a bit more considerate? You know, maybe let me make a joke sometime?
What do you mean?
I don't know, maybe I don't have to be an atypical one-dimensional female character all the time.
Sally, I think we're getting a bit off topic here.
Andy, I'm serious.
Alright, fine, you see that guy over there, the one with the ridiculous beard?
Man, that guy's such a hipster. I bet when he did the ice bucket challenge, he just used water because he was doing the whole thing before it was cool.
There we go. Here she is, guys. Dulandria, hey!
Oh, hey, guys. It's so nice to meet you. Justin texted me and said he was bringing his little buddies from England. How cool.
Yeah, hey.
So you must be Sally. God, I love your t-shirt. What is it?
It's a homemade Battlestar Galactica t-shirt.
Oh my god, that's so cool. I love that show.
You do?
Yeah, that bit where Guy Spaldhawk called someone Butterfingers is my ringtone.
Oh my god, mine too.
Butterfingers?
See? Oh my god, I was at this party the other week and Katie Sackhoff herself walked in. I kid you not. Oh my god.
So Justin, what's it like being a super big shot at the New York Times? I guess it's a step up from Bristopia.
Not quite. Man, you remember that day that you made me make you 23 cups of tea?
That was my best day.
Well, today I made 27.
That doesn't sound like the work of a senior reporter, Justin.
Man, I feel so duped. It's great being in New York and everything, but I'm just treated like any other intern here. I thought I was going to get to do some serious reporting. It's like, have you ever seen How to Make Friends and Alienate People?
No, no one saw that.
Well, it's basically the same plot. I'm the T-boy. There, I said it.
But what about a reception when I asked for you? They seemed to know who you were, that you were the Justin Crockler.
Yeah, the Justin Crockler that asked the receptionist to never let anyone up to see me so none of my friends would ever find out I'm not the New York Times' top documentary maker after all. They think I'm a weirdo.
Right, so you're not even that happy here.
Well, I guess I've got Dulandria.
And then he woke up with a bottle of Bud Light in his butt. Oh my god, Justin. You'll never guess what I found out the other day. So, you know, like some people have six senses? I actually have seven. And the seventh one is curing blind children.
Oh my god, Andy, she's amazing. I've got no chance. She's so smart.
Come on, it's just in a conversation. She's probably not that smart.
So I just finished reading the Iliad.
Wow.
In the original Greek.
Really?
For the eighth time.
That's amazing.
Andy.
Like, do you guys mind if we give a 40% tip? Because I was a waitress before I was a deaf-blind teacher, so I know how hard it is.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to go to the bar, guys. I'll get some cocktails. And don't worry, they're on me.
Justin, she's great. I'm really happy for you.
I know, right? Hang on, I got to hit the boys' room. I'll be back in a sec.
Okay, guys, so they're going to send them right over. So I picked up the food check, too, just, you know, while I was there.
Buy a lobster. Twice.
Don't worry about it, sweetie. You're a growing girl. Where's Justin?
Toilet.
You're so cute. So where in the UK are you guys from exactly?
Bristol.
Oh, Bristol. Justin's told me all about Bristol. I'm so glad he left. I'm not surprised. Banksy? I don't care for him.
You what, mate?
I think his art's so derivative. And Ard Man? It's hardly Pixar, is it?
Oh, hell no.
Listen, you may have paid for my two lobsters.
Actually, you had three, honey.
I'm a growing girl. But look, you can't insult our town like that. Or Justin's. He loved it there. I don't care what you say. You know what? That's it.
Sally, what are you doing?
Showing this dickhead a lesson.
Why have you ripped your sleeves off the... Oh, my... Sally, I had no idea you were so stacked.
Damn fucking straight.
Sally!
We're arm wrestling right now. Give it up.
Look, I don't know what you think you're trying to prove. You know I'm a judo champion, right?
I don't care. I've got the power. The power of love. Whoa, is that guy around here somewhere?
I never miss a thing. And I don't wanna miss a thing. Except my wife's funeral.
Right, come on. Yeah. Ha, I win. In your face.
You're a bitch, Sally. A goddamn bitch.
Oh, God. Justin.
What's going on here, guys? What happened to Dulandria? Her arm's on backwards.
But she said that she did
worst.
It, but she's a bitch,
she's
Justin.
Out
she's got a
like,
bitch. She's got a big
lobsters,
butt.
She's,
and
then,
from Bristol.
Like, I don't understand.
She's
like,
dirty
she's
and she's ugly.
Awful.
And she stinks
like,
and she punched
could
me in the
awful.
Face.
Awful.
Dewey, don't call Sally a bitch. And what are you doing here anyway, Sally? I left Bristol. I needed a clean break. And you, Dulandria, I feel belittled in your presence. Sometimes I wonder if you do so much charity work so you can secretly be a bitch to everyone and they can't say a goddamn thing. That's it. I can't deal with either of you right now. I'm going home. I'll go after him. Justin, wait up!
What do you want, Andy?
What was all that about, mate? You didn't have to storm out. What's going on?
I can't deal with this right now. I'm going home to bed.
Googus is my dog. She's crying all the time. I once had a girl who said she was mine. And I don't disagree with anything you said.
Justin!
Oh God, not you again.
Yes, it is I, Rupert Murdoch, love guru, trademark.
What do you know about love? You're just a raisin in a suit.
Oh, much more than that, my boy. I came up with the idea for Tinder. That makes me a bona fide love guru. And that's Bona with an E-R. Bona fide, that was the original name for Tinder, actually.
No, you didn't. Last time you broke into my house and woke me up in the middle of the night, you told me you were a ghost because you'd been murdered by the New World Order. How did you come up with Tinder?
Well, I thought I'd try and make a comeback. The original Rupert Murdoch. Hero of love. Coming back at you like a sexy boomerang. Like a boomerang. I thought I'd get in on that bloody apps business. Get me some of that tasty apps action. Oh. Found some kids working with the enthusiasm of a wallaby at an orgy. Not even a wallaby orgy. Told them all about it. But they nicked my idea! The injustice. In this bloody world, there should be an inquiry.
I don't think I want to take the Tinder approach to love. Or yours.
Seriously, boy. I heard you mumbling in your sleep. Some nonsense about some Sheila called Sally. And some other Sheila called Delandria.
Was I? Oh, I don't know how I'm going to choose, Rupert.
Put it this way, mate. Which one's younger? That's how you find your answer.
Oh, goddammit, Rupert. This advice isn't as good as last time.
You can take the Rupert out of Australia, but you can't take the Murdoch out of Rupert.
What does that even mean? Rupert, come back.
Justin, you know where your heart lies. And it ain't in this heartless city. Go to her.
That morning, I woke up and I made a decision about life, love, and my future. I might be too late, but there was someone I had to go and see.
Right, mate, you won't want to leave that a minute. Oh, and I borrowed your bloody toothbrush. You might want to throw that away. I mean, well, technically, I'm a corpse. Got all kinds of shite crawling around in there. What the fuck are you doing talking to yourself anyway? You sound like a bloody imbecile.
Oh, force of habit, I guess.
Well, that sounds to me like you've made a decision.
Hey, what time is it?
10 to 2.
Oh, no, I gotta go.
Come on, boy. Make old Rube proud, you bugger.
Well, I guess this is it, Sally. I'm sorry we couldn't get Justin back. Get the hell out of my way! Come on. Give the mass a
slip. Yeah, I'm sorry about the podcast too. You know, having to do loads more work.
Yeah,
mama's back.
Yeah, that really sucks. Oh well, we'll find another intern. We'll put you back on the payroll. Producer Sally.
You got a magazine for the plane?
Podcast Monthly, obviously. Hey guys, wait up!
Justin?
Who's Justin? Sally, I need to tell you something. I miss you.
But you walked out on me in the restaurant.
I know, I shouldn't have done that.
And do laundry.
Oh, to hell with her. She represented New York to me, but I realize now it was just my way of trying to ignore or block out everything that made me miss Bristol. You know what? This city is not for me. And I know Bristol doesn't have all-night delis or all-night bars or all-night sex theaters. But you know what? I like that everything shuts at 11. I'm so tired. I'm sick of being told to have a nice day. Just once, I want to have a shitty day. And I know where I can have that. In Bristol. I guess what I'm trying to say is, Bristol, it's like a pair of comfy shoes. It's not better than the suede cowboy boots you know you look the absolute shit in, but, well, you're used to them. And when you're not wearing them, you miss them. That's it, guys. I'm coming home. Did he just call us a pair of old shoes?
At least he didn't call us a pair of old pants.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. This episode was written by myself, Andy Price, and featured Ellen Waddell, Emily Waddell, and Owen Pachusko. For more information, go to our Facebook page, /Bristopia, or our Twitter page, /BristopiaPod.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.